brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
We are the Morning Animals. In Zynga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Kerry Murdoch. I should tell you that we've got a poll up at thesportsanimal.com where you can vote on who you think OU's next head coach will be.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
how are we doing so far?
I will tell you that Brett Venables is walking away with it.
Well, their Vegas odds came out yesterday, too, and Brett Venables was the favorite there, plus 150, followed by a guy they're not giving the head coaching job to, Jeff Levy. Although Brett Venables showed up, he showed up in OC. Good, followed by Shane Beamer, not happening. Cliff Kingsbury, they're stupid. So, sports betting dime, you're morons for putting this together.
Bob Stoops comes in second.
Hi, Bob.
By the way, it should be noted, Alex Grinch has 13 votes.
It is Christmas, though. They didn't know which Grinch they were voting for. Love the movie.
So, Kerry,
you can go to thesportsanimal.com and you can do your voting as well.
Kerry, I did see this. I was just looking at Twitter during the break. Marty Smith of ESPN, who I like.
I love Marty Smith.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He comes across as just being a genuine person.
Yeah.
I guess he was doing a podcast. I didn't know this. Lincoln Riley has two dogs. You know what their names are?
Please say Boomer and Sooner.
Boomer and
Sooner.
Boomer and Sooner?
Yeah.
So
the question is, can you change the name of your dog?
How old are they?
But then I don't know.
But Lincoln was living in...
I got confused because there was someone on our board that they had two pets, a dog and a cat. I think the dog was named Boomer, but the cat was named Lincoln.
If you live in...
And so they were determining what's the proper way to... Because a cat's like,
well,
kind of dingy.
Get rid of the cat.
I mean, you put it to sleep.
You don't call cats by name.
Phil and Zynga!
Listen,
timeout. There's a timeout chair right outside that door right there.
I did not.
There's a timeout chair, and it's time for you to be in it.
I mean, take it out to the farm. Curtis just said for someone to take their cat out.
No.
That was Phil.
Get it right.
No.
I know people confuse our voices, Kerry. You don't confuse me with Phil.
I'm on a telephone. I'm sorry.
That's the voice of pure evil.
I'm a very noted and open anti-cat person. I'm just saying you get rid of it. I didn't say you do it. Phil's, you give it to somebody else. You don't keep that cat.
Well, Kerry,
first of all, you don't have a cat.
We
second
have
of
an
all, you don't keep that cat.
You don't give the cat to somebody else just because you've named it after a coach?
Yes, you do. Yes, find a new home for it.
Oh, good Lord.
Find a new home for it.
By the way, who calls a cat by name anyway? They don't come. So,
right.
What's the point of even naming your cat? Just
hi,
cat.
But the point is, Lincoln Riley keep the name? You can't change the names of those dogs.
No, dogs know their names.
Right.
You can whistle and pat your thigh, and a dog knows you want me over there.
Yeah, he's going to be in L.A. bringing recruits home and say, hey, Boomer, hey, Sooner.
But isn't this the weirdest thing? Listen, if you live in Norman, Oklahoma, why are you naming your dog Boomer anyway? Because if it runs off, you're going to go out on your front porch and scream Boomer, and everybody in the neighborhood is going to come out on your porch and scream Sooner.
Don't do it
if you live in Norman.
Again, because everyone in Norman... is an OU
fan
tailgates 24/7.
Hold up. I'm going to say one out of every five dogs in Norman is either named Boomer or Sooner.
In Oklahoma, probably. All right. Hey, real quick. Kerry.
I love how Norman is like Fansville to Spinoza.
It is.
Brian Bosworth's the sheriff. I know he is.
Come on.
I know Bosworth's down there driving around.
Right.
No, and he should be.
Jason White is the mayor. I mean.
Right. And people have goalposts in their front yard.
There's a swing set off of a set of a goalpost.
By the way, I thought that was the funniest damn thing.
I loved it. Bosworth goes, interesting. What do you say? It's Norwegian or something like that?
Because it's Norwegian.
Scandinavian.
And then he rants his neighbor.
Okay. Hey. So we've talked about, you know, Kerry's bracing or not bracing for a coaching hire soon or not soon. But can you explain to people again what the Roy Manning stuff is and what happened overnight? Roy Manning,
Roy Manning is currently. I mean, okay, so here's the thing: OU has to play in a bowl game. They need a coaching staff, and Lincoln Riley has not filled out his entire staff. He hired Alex Grinch. He's hired Brian Odin's going to go with him. He's hired Dennis Simmons, his right-hand man. He's hired a first administrator. But there are other guys that are still here because you know, obviously, like, Cale Gundy's been here even before Lincoln Riley. DeMarco Murray's an OU guy, although I believe that, you know, I've been told that Lincoln Riley wants DeMarco Murray to come to USC with him. So that's another thing that's adding to the pressure of, you know, DeMarco needs to know, like, he wants to have a job.
Sure.
He wants to know who your coach is going to be, and if he's going to be retained, he'll stay at Oklahoma. And then you have other guys like Roy Manning. You know, he was with Alex Grinch before, and he's still with him. But, you know, he is here. He hasn't been hired yet by Lincoln Riley at USC. So he has got to perform some of the duties. Like, everybody has to get on the road and see recruits. Like, Bob Stoops cannot go to every single recruit's house. They have to kind of pick – they have to send some defensive guys here and some offensive guys there. And so – but Roy Manning has been out on the road with Bob Stoops going to see recruits. And then at the same time, we found out because of an article written, I believe it was Greg Biggins of 24/7 Sports. He had talked to one of the top defensive backs in the country, and he was trying to decide between Alabama and USC. And in the article, he is quoted as saying that, oh, yeah, I talk to Roy Manning all the time about going to USC, not right. Oklahoma. So he's still getting paid by Oklahoma, which is getting paid well, but he's not supposed to be, but right. He's actually calling kids on behalf of USC while he is also visiting kids on behalf of OU, which is an NCAA violation.
Bob Stoops should poke him with that crooked finger of his and say, mister, you're not doing that. Just get on out to Southern California.
Like I said, after this, I don't know for sure. I need to send a text message.
Could they sanction them, Kerry? Could they sanction USC for him doing this double agent crap, but you said NCAA violation? Or sanction him in some way?
The NCAA could come out and say, look, you cannot send that position, a defensive backs coach, out on the road, and you lose, you know, this many scholarships. They could do that, too.
It's dirty business, man. All of this has been dirty business, and Roy Manning actually made it dirtier this morning.
So we're guessing, Kerry, his fingerprint code won't work at the offices today, right?
I would guess that his fingerprint has been removed from the system.
Now, do they do that ocular thing where you have to stare into it?
No, this isn't Mission Impossible. It's a thumbprint.
There's a rectal scan or something.
Rectal scan.
This isn't where Hawkeye steals someone's eye and then Loki lets him get in through the back door.
Between this and euthanizing cats, Phil, you've had a bad segment. I'm telling you something.
I didn't say euthanize.
There's a flag on the field. You didn't use the word euthanize. You used another one.
Put to sleep.
Yeah. What? Oh, you just put it to sleep because that's not euthanizing.
I'm sorry.
No, it's just sleeping.
Naming your cat either Lincoln or Riley is a bad move no matter what.
Just any pet. Don't name any pet after a coach unless it's Bob Stoops or Barry Switzer, someone that's long retired.
I think player-wise, the most known, I promise you, the most known animal name in Oklahoma is probably Boz. I've seen so many people over the years that have named Boz.
Sheriff of Norman.
No one's going to name their animal Roy.
Well, not after a certain Manning. Coach. Hey, Kerry. Okay, we have. Okay, yeah. Phil's giving me the finger. Well, finger
I
back
didn't
to you,
give
Phil.
Give you the finger. I gave you the wave off.
I was going to ask him a coaching thing, but hey, that's fine. Well,
you could ask later.
So, okay, real quick, Kerry.
Or now.
It's important. Let the boy ask his question.
Well, we got stuff
it's
coming.
Important.
Now's good.
Hurry.
So, can we believe, or is it just no? It doesn't have anything to do with it. If they haven't hired a guy by this week, that the guy might still be coaching somewhere, like he's involved in maybe some playoff games or something.
Isn't that how you do it now?
Yeah, or in the
I would
NFL?
Have to think there's some kind of entanglement. NFL, you know, playing. I mean, it would have to be. There's no reason not to hire someone by then.
Right. Yeah.
That's all I need.
Because Brent's available. I mean, he's not, right. He's good.
We are the Morning Animals. Coming up next, Spinozzi's doing good once again this year. We're going to give you all the details coming up next.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse me.
Yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.